Waters.
With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Monday morning, June the 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're getting some spillover from Friday's action here. How much further can it go? We'll talk about that today. The Dow right now down 239 points. That works out to 1.4%. That puts us at 17,161. It's funny, last week I was looking at the resistance levels on the Dow. That's the ceiling. That's the number that the Dow keeps bumping its head on and can't get through on the upside. Well, today, when we look at the big picture of the market, we'll be looking at the support levels, won't we? The floor that the market, every time it gets down to a certain level, that's where the buyers are lurking, and they send the market higher. At least that's how it's supposed to work. So we will take a look at the technicals of the market today. The S&P is down 29. That works out to 1.45%. The S&P 500 is now at 2007. Well, obviously, we'll be looking at the 2000 level this week. Last week, where we were looking at the 2100 level on the upside. Market is a fickle thing, isn't it? The NASDAQ is down 78. It's down 1.7. 4,629 on the NASDAQ when we were looking at 4,900, almost 5,000 not too long ago. Crude oil is also down today. Crude oil is down 2%. Crude oil is at 46.66. Gold is up 0.5%. Gold is at $1,329 per ounce. The euro is down again today at 1.10. And the 10-year yield goes lower and lower and lower and lower, 1.48%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, on Thursday, obviously, we had an event that was not expected. You know, I found over the years, over the last 20 years in this business, that almost always there's things that happen that are unexpected. Some things are little things, some things are not so little things, and some things are fairly big things. Where does this one rate? Brexit on the scale of things over the years that have been unexpected, and how will it impact the markets here in America, your 401k, etc. Rob Sanford sent me a quote from Morgan Stanley that he saw over the weekend. He says, Ben Hunicki, Morgan Stanley Managing Director, said, our advisors and our clients are scratching their heads right now and wondering what to do. Well, that doesn't lend a lot of confidence, does it? I laid out several strategies over the weekend. You know, I don't believe in the traditional asset allocation. If you're forced into a box with traditional asset allocation, okay, which says you should have a certain amount of your money in the foreign markets, including Europe, which is a developed market, and including places like China, which are emerging markets. Well, I believe there's times when you don't want to have any exposure to that. I don't care what the darn asset allocation model says. I also believe, you know, back in 2007, 2008, there was a bubble growing, wasn't there? There was a bubble in the housing market. And that bubble had to burst at some point in time, like the technology bubble in 2000. So we fast forward to today. Where's the massive bubble building worldwide in global markets amongst the different asset classes that we have to choose from? The monumental bubble is growing in the bond market. When you have zero interest, when you have negative interest rates in Germany, negative interest rates in Japan, negative interest rates in Switzerland, and the U.S. now at 1.47%, there's where the classic bubble is building. Now, it can continue to build for maybe several more months, maybe even a few more years here. But traditional asset allocation says I should have the majority of my assets in the bond market as I get older. Well, with interest rates what they are today, that, again, to me, turns traditional asset allocation upon its head. And what happens when that bubble bursts? And it'll be an ugly one. It'll be much like the housing market in 08 and 09. It'll be much like the stock market back in 2001. When that bond bubble bursts someday, wow, it's going to be ugly. And do you want to have 80, 70, 80% of your assets in the bond market at that time? That's just something to think about. Well, let's get to the news of the day. Europe is basically telling the United Kingdom, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Good riddance. there's some sour feelings on both sides. It's kind of like, I don't know, I've heard stories of guys coming home and all of their clothes are on the front lawn and the sprinklers are on. Get the heck out of here and, you know, don't waste any time. That's kind of what the European Union is telling the UK to, let's just get this thing over with and get you guys out of here. I think the big trouble is in Europe and in the UK. You know, I think that's going to spill over a little bit to the U.S. here with uncertainty. But I've been saying for the last couple, 2-3 years to buy American. Buy American stocks. That's where the growth is right now. We don't have the issues that they have in other places around the world right now. So you have to ask yourself the question, were the lines at Dollar Tree shorter this weekend? Did people not shop at Dollar Tree because of Brexit? Did people not get in line for the Texas Roadhouse? Well, if their 401ks were down a little bit, I suppose they could say we're going to McDonald's tonight. They have a 2-for-$5 menu right now, which is a lot cheaper than Texas Roadhouse. But all in all, I'm still trying to figure out how this is going to impact the S&P 500 earnings. But we take it a week, a day at a time here. And as of now, I'm not seeing any impact on the U.S. market earnings. Sentiment, yes, it's impacted sentiment. Sentiment will quickly wash away. And we'll get back to fundamentals. For now, we've got a little bit of bad sentiment, sour sentiment, that is overweighing those fundamentals. I think the UK is in big trouble. And I'll be looking for opportunities on the inverse side. I already laid out several opportunities in my newsletter over the weekend where we can pick on Europe. You know, if Soros can do it, you can do it too. There's going to definitely be some inverse opportunities. What brings about markets going down? Recession. And now we're hearing the recession word. In fact, Goldman Sachs is saying that the UK could be in recession by this time next year. That creates opportunity on the inverse side. George Soros says the disintegration of the EU right now is practically irreversible. And of course, he's got his money on the inverse side of things. I think there's opportunity on the inverse side of Europe right now. British bond yields fall below 1% for the first time to hit record lows, below 1%. More evidence that a monumental bond bubble continues to grow. At some point in time, there will be opportunity there. Yes, there's inverse funds on bonds. When interest rates start to go higher, there can be some money made there. There's a lot of tools in a toolkit other than the stocks and bonds that the robo-advisors have in their head. That's going to be ugly. Those robo-advisors, when the bond market starts to come unraveled, what are the robo-advisors going to do? God help us. The Nikkei was up 2% overnight. There seems to be some stabilization there. The Shanghai was up 1.5%. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., we're still getting rid of some of the weak knees in the market who are acting on emotion and not on fundamentals, which we'll talk about here today on Big Picture Monday. The British banks are reeling. Look at Barclays. Look at the Royal Bank of Scotland. Look at Lloyd's of London. And look at other European banks like Deutsche. like UBS, like HSBC, there's opportunity there also on the inverse side of things. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is preparing their first bond issue ever. They've never needed to borrow money in the past. I wonder what the rates will be on those Saudi Arabia bonds, which will be coming out sometime this week. And lastly, the Waldorf Astoria will be converting to condos. Oh, man, where am I going to stay when I go to New York now? Last week it was the Four Seasons restaurant that was closing, and now it's the Waldorf Astoria converting to condos. Okay, when we come back, let's get to the nuts and bolts of the matter, all right? Not the robot kind, the fundamental kind. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Brexit defied the odds. I mean, obviously the odds favored the Remain camp winning, not the Leave camp. And, of course, the markets had it wrong. You remember last Wednesday or Thursday during the day we were up 230 points in anticipation of the Remain vote winning. And, of course, the analyst had it wrong, too. I don't know. I can't point to one person that I saw in the days and weeks leading up to Brexit that said, I think they're going to vote to leave. The bookies had it wrong. Okay, if the bookies are wrong, well, then everybody's pretty much got it wrong. They gave a 72% chance of, now there had to be some people out there somewhere that put their money on the other side, but for the most part, the markets, investors, analysts, had it wrong. And, you know, apparently the United Kingdom has had it up to here with the European Union. And I think there's other countries now that are starting to reassess their position in the European Union. But now we've got the first one to exit. And it's something new. I mean, this is going to be paving new territory, and there's going to be a lot of messy issues to work out. And that's why I've been saying for the last several years that I would not own European stocks, and I would not own emerging market stocks. There's issues over there. And in my newsletter over the weekend, my subject was, instead of looking to exit because of Brexit, why not say instead, I think I will just stay with the USA. Well, I've had I currently have about a 75 to 80% exposure to the market, but it's US stocks that I own. So the carnage could have been a lot worse here at Gunderson Capital Management had we had a lot of exposure to European banks and European stocks, etc. But we didn't. We've been focused here in the United States. The only stock, when all was said and done, that I have currently, that I had leading up to the vote, and that I still have, is British Petroleum. I bought British Petroleum recently on the rebound in oil prices, and I thought a 7% dividend looked pretty attractive. And I continue to own my British Petroleum. But I have avoided the European stocks like the plague. And here's the reason why. Economies in Europe are crawling along at a snail's pace. That's right. The economy in the UK has been growing by a very slow 1.9%. The youth unemployment rate is 13.1%, and their stock market has looked horrible. You can pull up EWU, which is the United Kingdom ETF. There is no reason that anybody should have had any exposure to the United Kingdom or the United Kingdom stocks. And furthermore, if you look up other countries within the European Union, I don't care what asset allocation says about having exposure to Europe. Had you looked at a chart of Italy over the last 2 years, the Italian stock market, the Italian ETF, that is, also looks horrible. The French ETF, which is EWQ, also looks bad. Their economy is growing by a room temperature 1.2%. Room temperature, by the way, is the best temperature to serve brie at. But we're not talking about brie cheese here. We're talking about an economy that's growing at a tepid pace, lukewarm 1.2%. And their unemployment rate amongst the youth is 23%. And don't forget, recently in France, 130 people were killed in a November 2015 terrorist attack, mostly youth. And Germany's economy can best be described as lukewarm, which is lauwarm in German. They're growing at just 1.3%. They have negative interest rates in Germany. The 10-year Bund went under the line last week, and it's probably going to stay there for a while. The German experiment, which really has been moving towards socialism, how can you say, the EU experiment, it's pretty hard to say that it's been a success. I mean, I see these countries kind of grinding to a halt. Netherlands is probably Nexit after Brexit. Their economy is growing by just a 1.5% rate. The Dutch people are now calling for their own EU referendum. And you can take a look at the Netherlands ETF, which is EWN, and you can also get a sinking feeling. We take a look at Spain. We had a little story on Spanish olives that sit on my desk here at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I think there's a few missing. The Sanford and Son crew was sitting at my desk here the other day. These come from La Tapanola. These are La Tapanola olives. From Mallorca, Spain. They're delicious. But the Spanish economy is also growing at a tepid pace. 45% of the youth in Spain cannot find a job. And you could say, well, the economy's growing there. Well, ask the youth. Do they care about GDP? No, they care about a job. And if you look at a chart of the Spanish stock market, it looks terrible. It helps to be able to look at a one-year chart. Morgan Stanley might not be saying, we don't know what to do over here. Our advisors and our clients don't know what to do. Well, we're in a little bit of a period here of turmoil. But I'm here to say, first of all, you should have never been involved in these markets, which are getting hammered right now. They looked horrible before, and they look even worse after the Brexit vote. Overall, GDP in the euro area has been growing by just 1.7%. America's GDP of 2.2% looks pretty good by comparison, doesn't it? But we continue to attempt to go down the road that Europe has gone down, and I think we need to reverse that course. Why is the European economy growing so slowly? Well, I gave an example of a man by the name of Fotis Antolopoulos of Greece. He decided to open an e-business selling olives. This is from an article in the New York Times. Here is a quote from the article. It took him 10 months crisscrossing the city to collect dozens of forms and stamps of approval, including proof that he was up to date on his pension contributions. If that was not enough, he and his board members were required to get lung x-rays and stool samples. This was to sell olives on the internet. When we come back, we'll talk about a better area to be invested in than Europe. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
We'll be right back.
Stocks Now Radio. You know, I was listening to an interview with Alan Greenspan on my way to work this morning. You know, that guy is 90 years old. He is sharp as a tack. He knows his monetary policy probably better than anybody else out there. And he was commenting on this whole EU issue. And his contention is that the real big problem in the European Union is Greece. He believes that Greece should have never been allowed in, that the documents that they gave for admittance to the EU were not correct. And once they got in, they found out just how bad their economy and their balance sheet was. And he thinks that Greece needs to be kicked out. I've just given you Alan Greenspan's opinion. But I just read a quote here from a guy who tried to open an olive business in Greece, selling olives from his computer, having a nice little website and everything. And there was a little music involved there, and we were right at the end. I just want to repeat this again. This plays into this whole regulation issue, which the European Union adds a whole nother level of regulations to the whole mix. It took this poor guy, his name was Fotis Antopoulos, it took him 10 months crisscrossing the city to collect dozens of forms and stamps of approval, including proof that he was up to date on his pension contributions before he could get started on his little website. But even that was not enough. In perhaps the strangest twist of all, his board members were required by the health department to submit lung x-rays and stool samples, since this was a food company. Now, if you don't believe me, you can pick up the newsletter from Friday. I gave you the link. It was in the New York Times. Is there any wonder that Greece has a 50% youth unemployment rate? And, of course, there has been talk of Grexit before. Have you looked at a Greek ETF lately? G-R-E-K? Okay. I've talked about what to avoid in the market, and I have been avoiding it in the market. You know, our market was down about 2.5%, 3% or so on Friday. Had you been having European exposure, you were down a whole lot more than that, double that, and it continues to reel today. And my contention is, anybody that knows how to read a GDP or a chart, a stock chart, or understand economies at all would have never had any exposure in the first place to Europe. So those are the things to avoid, but what about how can we maybe make money on the things to not avoid, the things that maybe we should be looking at? Well, I gave an example of EFZ over the weekend. What in the world, you say, is EFZ? EFZ is the inverse European index. Inverse the European index. It goes the opposite way. It had a huge day on Friday, and it's having another big day today. But it's still scraping along at the bottom of its historical norms. There could be some real opportunity. If the European Union is to become unwound, which almost seems like the direction it is going, then we might want to look at the short side of that unwinding in EFZ. I also mentioned EPV. That's a double shot. Don't some people, I don't know, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I hear some people get a double shot. A latte or something like that, or espresso on a Monday morning to get them going. Or if they're going on a long fishing trip, they need a double shot to get their system jolted. Well, there's double shot inverse of the European index. That's EPV. Let's just look at the explosion in that stock to the upside here. Holy cow, look at that. Look at what it did on Friday. It's up 6% today on about 2,000 times normal volume. Now, question. All right. So Europe, Bill, you're saying to avoid. And in fact, consider having an inverse position on Europe. What about U.S. stocks? You know, I think it's too soon to tell, but off the top of my head, I'm trying to figure out how the Brexit affects Dollar Tree, for instance, which is one of the examples that I used over the weekend. Dollar Tree, is it really going to be impacted by the UK leaving the European Union? And I showed how Dollar Tree has been one of the great performing stocks over the last decade. I know, trinkets. Somebody wrote to me and said, how can you say Dollar Tree is still a good value? It's up 60% over the last 12 months. Well, value has nothing to do with how much the stock has gone up or down. Value comes back to earnings. Value comes back to P/E ratios. Value comes back to PEG ratios and where the growth compares with the current forward P/E. And I would make the same case about an AutoZone. Does AutoZone, will people get out of the zone because of what they did in England over last, Thursday, Brexit vote? Were people in line fleeing the AutoZone store after the vote came in? Were guys underneath their car changing their oil and the news came across? The UK has decided to leave the European Union. Did they come flying out from changing their oil and flee the parking lot of AutoZone? This is where I'm having a hard time figuring out how this impacts a lot of these stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. AutoZone has been another one of the great performing stocks over the last decade, believe it or not. And then I thought about some of the oil and the energy stocks. I know oil prices are down here the last few days, but we were on the verge, until Thursday's vote, we were on the verge of a massive breakout in the energy sector. And I believe that that move, that breakout, has maybe been put on hold here temporarily. But I think the pot is still bubbling on the stove of the energy stocks. Now that energy prices are back in the $45 to $50 area, and you even have one analyst out there calling for $80 oil, I don't see that by the end of the year, but I do see higher oil prices by the end of the year. Does the Brexit vote really impact how much oil, how much gasoline we're going to use going forward? I would think maybe just a tiny little dent in that. I still think that the energy stocks, chosen energy stocks, not all of them, I still think the energy stocks have a lot of upside potential. And I don't see where the Brexit vote has much to do with the company that drills for oil in Wyoming or in North Dakota. That's just me. Well, anyways, the Brexit has created a sentiment problem here in the U.S. markets. The European markets have a fundamental problem. Sentiment problem is different from a fundamental problem. Sentiment is up here. It's in the head. And people over here in America, a lot of them, are shooting from the hip. And they're saying, you know what? Whenever there's turmoil, I just want out. I don't think that's the right thing to do once again. Why do you want out when there's opportunity on the short side here that's brewing that came about suddenly? There's opportunity there that we need to watch going forward in some of the vulnerable areas of the market right now. There's nothing wrong with taking advantage of. What do you think Soros is doing? Soros announced before the Brexit vote, I think he had some information or something, that he was short the markets. He must have known something, I don't know, or he just got lucky. Well, he's taking advantage of the problems and the turmoil in Europe. As of now, I don't see it spreading to the U.S. stock market. You know what we have to keep our eye on going forward is S&P 500 earnings. The S&P 500 has less than 3% exposure to the United Kingdom. As of last Friday when I or last Monday when I went over the big picture of the market, The earnings estimates for this year are approximately $119 per share for the S&P 500 companies. The earnings estimates for next year are $135 per share. When we come back, let's see if Thursday's vote has had any impact on the bottom line, and will it have going forward any impact on the bottom line of the S&P 500? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, the sentiment from the Brexit vote has obviously spread to America. We're down roughly 900 points now since this all came in. This all went down about Thursday, very late Thursday night, maybe about 10 p.m. here on the West Coast when it finally appeared that it was inevitable that Leave was going to win. And at that point in time, the futures of the market started to sink. And they opened up and they closed down on the low on Friday. And they're down again today as the sentiment continues to wash through the U.S. markets. But I can't see yet where it has impacted the fundamentals of our economy, or can I see where it's impacted the fundamentals of S&P 500 companies. Before we get to that, though, let's look at the current technicals of the market. You know, just at first blush, you would take a look at the S&P 500, the support level that I've been giving out in my newsletter every week is at about 18,000, just above 18,000 or 1800, and we're currently at 2000. So we're well above the support level, the critical support levels on the S&P 500. On the one hand, that's good news. On the other hand, that means we could go clear down to 1,800 before this is all over. I personally don't see that happening. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Right now, we're hovering right around the 2,000 level. And the support level, or the resistance level, has been at 2,100. So we're about 100 points below the all-time high. We're off about 5% so far during this current crisis. If we look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average's technical level right now, I've been saying in my newsletter every week, which I do, I go over the support levels. You know, the support level on the Dow is at about 16,000, and we're currently at 17,111. You might say that 17,000 is the short-term support here. We're 100 points above that right now. But we really don't get into any kind of big trouble till we get under 16,000. On the upside, the resistance level's been about 18,000. That's where the Dow has had a real hard time. It continues to struggle with. It looked like it was getting ready. In fact, the day before the Brexit vote, it looked like it was getting ready to launch into new all-time high territories. The Dow would have been glad to get that whole Brexit question behind it, and I think we'd be sitting at new highs in the Dow today, new all-time highs, had those darn English not voted against the leaving the EU. But they did, so we deal with it. The Dow is at 17,000 right now. Resistance is at 18,000. Support is at 16,000. We're kind of right in the middle right now. So the technicals are still okay. Now we'll get, lastly, to the fundamentals of the market. Now it's too soon to have seen any kind of downgrades. Okay, so you have to think about those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. One by one, they're going to start reporting earnings. The quarter ends Thursday. By 7/11, which is June the 11th, we'll start getting our first earnings coming in. And we'll get earnings on all 500 of those S&P 500 companies over the 90 days after that. And we'll see how many of them guide lower that say, well, you know, we're hurt by this Brexit. But as of now, very preliminary, I've seen no change whatsoever. I haven't seen any companies lower their earnings estimates yet. I'm sure they're still waiting for the fallout, see what the next step is. But once again, I mean, if you're looking at the UK, the S&P has less than 3% exposure to the UK. Now, to Europe in general, the whole of Europe, there's more exposure. And Europe could be impacted by this. But as of now, the earnings estimates for this year, 2016, S&P 500, are still at $119. Next year they're at $135. That's kind of the consensus right now. I still have a $2,300 target price on the S&P 500. It just dropped 100 points recently down to 2,000, which gives it about 13 to 15% upside potential over the next 12 months if, in fact, this Brexit vote doesn't have much impact on the fundamentals of the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. So for now, the buy signal that went out on my newsletter back in March of 2009 is still in place today. This is not the deal buster yet. I don't really think it has the potential to be the deal buster, but we're going to take it a day at a time. I read every article I can read. I listen to the various pundits with their different opinions and whatnot, and so far I see nothing yet that sways me off of my opinion that we'll be at 2,300 here eventually in the S&P 500 next year. But as always, we take it a day at a time. We take it a stock at a time. When I get done here with the show in a few minutes, I'll be going through every single holding that I have and make sure. I have done a little selling here over the last couple of weeks of soft stocks that I really didn't like the way they were trading. Everything else I'm happy with. Well, we'll see today once again as we make a lot of individual decisions. But to make one big fat, big decision that I'm selling everything because of Brexit, that just doesn't make sense to me. Once again, I know there's been a lot of threats to the bull over the last 7 years, lots of threats. And I think there's a lot of people out there that every time there's a threat, they go to the sidelines. I'd be looking for opportunities right now. I'm not a perma bull. I'm just as nervous as the next guy. I've always got my eye over here in that rearview mirror to see what's creeping up behind me. And while there's a few scary things out there right now, I'm going to stand pat as long as my stocks, individual stocks, are holding up well, as long as they still make sense from a valuation point of view. We're going to stick with them, and we're going to look for opportunities on the inverse side of this equation that we can potentially profit from going forward, because I think in other areas of the world, things are going to continue to get worse before they get better. We're not like Morgan Stanley. We're not scratching our heads wondering what to do. We know what we're going to do here. We're going to execute it here and begin in about 30 seconds from now. This is Bill Gunderson, GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day,
everybody. This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.